I have really good news. This is one of the greatest accomplishments in history.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I love records. I think that it's the greatest choice the world has ever known. Thank you. Thank you. No!
In this rapidly changing world, some things stay the same. I'm Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 451, and I hope this finds you well wherever you are. And of course, I'm thinking of my friends in the States during a tumultuous week. So we've got Episode 451 underway with Pandora and the Males on Fibra Records, 7-inch limited edition, numbered 45, released in 1966. Pandora and the Males. Pandora was Elaine Pandora Mulqueen, host of a TV show called Kitty Agogo out of Chicago. The song Kitty Agogo is the theme to that long-running TV show, although the theme in fact was the Males performing it with Pandora speaking the lyrics, whereas we have the other side of that record, which is singing the lyrics. So the Males with Elaine Mulqueen, and as a side note, the Males as a band, a later member was none other than Ted Nugent, but well after this single was recorded. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we've got loads of very cool, obscure 60s garage and some global garage in this episode. This is the Still Rovin from Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Active from 65 to 69, became successful with their version of Hey Joe. Played for a while in Arizona, then Colorado, signed to A&M Records, recorded at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. Then they moved to Washington, D.C., then auditioned in New York City. They got around, but they were originally students from Robbinsdale High School in Minnesota. 1966, they recorded their first single, She's My Woman. This is the B-side, and it's another fantastic cover. The Still Rovin, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
Ah, society. Using all the tricks that you used on me. Reading all the high fashion magazines. But I told you where I really got the public scenes. I said,
Phil Gray and his Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
20 mule days lately. I don't need tea or the poppy seed, cause with you I can do the good deeds, lazy.
Three great slices of 60s garage out of the States. The Still Rovin', I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. Then a band called The Jam from March 1968. A track called Something's Gone. B-side of their 45, Loving Kind of Way. And wrapping the set, Hangmen of Fairfield County out of Fairfield, Connecticut. 45 released in 1966 on High Castle Records. We took the A-side called Stacy.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
We're going to check out a few tracks out of the UK, starting with a band called The Voids, released on Polydor, May 1966. The Voids, this is called I'm in a Fix. '60s Garage Punk Show.
Baby. take your own borrowed coat. I wouldn't know what to do.
Of every work, how do we find the best? Rely on the critic. Nothing escapes him.
Comparisons are odious, but inevitable. What are we to make of this version, for example?
Oh, Will, you thought you found the answer on a magic carpet right last night. But when you woke up this morning, the world still got you upside. There's nothing that you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, you still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find? I know your dicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find that it's too late, you better get straight. Oh, love is kicks. Oh, will you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise?
But it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice.
Oh, there's nothing that you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. Oh, when you come back down, girl, you still ain't feeling right.
Kicks just keep getting harder to find. And now your kicks ain't bringing
country UK band. The Voids, I'm Gonna Fix. Then the Sole Proprietors. 7-inch out of 1965 on Concord Records. Private pressing, apparently 99 copies made as some sort of tax dodge, as record companies seem to do from time to time. But then I've seen it referred to as a mega rare private pressing issued as a charity fundraising single. So somewhere in between probably is some truth. The Sole Proprietors with All, rapping with another cover. Kicks. A track originally offered to Eric Burdon for the Animals to cover. He turned it down. It was handed over to Paul Revere and the Raiders. We had a cover by British band The Measles on Columbia Records, released March 1966. So that's American Garage. That's British Garage. Global Garage coming up next.
So I just say this. It's a disgraceful thing.
There's a legendary band out of the Netherlands from Groningen. They are called The Tykes. It's a 1969 release on Philips Records, A-side. By the Tykes, called Let's Dance.
Walk. Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
All'improvviso per la strada una donna ti sorride. Lei non sa chi tu sia, ma sa che ti vorrebbe amare. D'improvviso incontri lei e ti perdi negli occhi suoi. Pensi il suo nome, lo vorresti gridare, voce non hai.
Italy. So out of Netherlands, top of the set, picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook, The Tykes with Let's Dance. Then from Belgium, Soul 45 released on Decca by a guy called Guy Vatelet. It's off a Belgian psych compilation called The Big Freeze. We took the B-side of the single from 1968 called Some People Said. Then wrapping the set, Italians, I. Coleman's on S Records, 7-inch 45, I. Coleman's The A-side, All Improviso. Wrapping our continental European set, we've got some cool tracks out of Mexico coming up next.
You're with Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating.
Well, Mexico, of course, was a highly fertile rock scene in the 60s, so I've chosen three great tracks. Picture and information of this first band up on our Facebook and Instagram. Go there and follow us or like us. Starting off with a band on Capitol Records, released in 1966 off a 7-inch EP. The band is called Los Profetas, or The Prophets. Four-track EP, this is the opening track, called Zop.
Somos un flap, tampoco no es más. Un zop no hace bumpes.
Es un zop.
Y vende garampas.
Es un zop.
No al vender ratatac.
Somos un flap, tampoco no es más.
No compres trucnuses.
Es un zop.
Y come bustampas.
Es un zop.
No habla ni hace gas.
Sop no es un clap y tampoco un smash.
Y si pudiera ser un sop, yo viviría feliz. Y si hiciera lo que todos, yo sería un sop.
Un sop no hace bumpes.
Es un sop.
Y vende garampas.
Es un sop.
No andes de ratatac.
Sop no es un clap y tampoco un smash.
No compres trucnuses.
Es un sop.
Y come bustampas.
Es un sop.
No habla ni hace gas.
Sop es un plato y tampoco un smash.
Y si pudiera ser un sop, yo viviría feliz.
Y si quisiera
fuera lo que todo, yo sería un sol.
Soplo hace boom pez,
es un sop,
y vende garampa,
es un sop,
no es de ratata,
un sop no es un plato y tampoco un smash,
no compres trucnuses,
es un sop,
ni come bustampa,
es un sop,
no habla ni hace gas.
Now it's even easier to get you a weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's terrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
three tracks out of Mexico. Los Profetas topped the set with Zop, or full title Zop no un flop. Then we had Los Ovnis off an LP in 1966 called Somos Amantes on Echo Records. Bunch of covers on this one. Good Lovin', there's a George Harrison track, a Ray Davis track, in fact two Ray Davis tracks, another Lennon McCartney track, You're Gonna Lose That Girl. But we took one called Medias de Colaris, which is their cover of High Heel Sneakers, Los Ovnis, out of Mexico. Wrapping the set, Los Temerarios, off another Mexican LP from 1966 called A Go-Go con Los Temerarios. And covers on this one include Mizzaloo, Es Lupe, which is quite likely a cover of Hang On Sloopy, I suspect. Notably, there is a cover of Gloria on this LP, so I'm going to hunt that one out. We had a track called Yala Yala from Los Temerarios out of Mexico.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Let's check out some group sounds from one of the lesser-known group sounds bands out of Japan. These guys released material from 66 to 1968, were made up of mixed European, American, and Japanese band members. They began as a vocal and dance group, but in the GS or group sounds boom, they became a vocal beat combo. They couldn't actually play the instruments properly, so they brought in an instrumental band called the Sharp Five as their backing. The band was known as the Sharp Hawks. Here's their first single from September 1966 called Suti Oide from the Sharp Hawks.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Be
の女神は砂で占う海のように CCA
Sharp Hawks with Suta Oide, followed by another popular group sounds band signed by Watanabe Productions. They're called the Tigers, originally known as the Funnies, formed in 1966, changed their name to the Tigers upon their first TV performance, November 1966. Then, like a number of group sounds bands, appeared in various Japanese movies of the era. So the Tigers with CCC. That takes us to the end of this episode. Thanks for joining me. Don't forget about all the back episodes. They're available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory. Basically, you can go to your own favorite podcasting website or app and just search Retrospect Garage Punk. You should be able to find us. Once there, if you can subscribe, that's cool. Do so. If you can rate or review the episode or the show, that'll be fantastic as well. Much appreciated. So thanks for joining me. We're going out, as we always do, with an instrumental. Picture and information of this band up on our social media channels as well. The Swiss beat band, known as a Schlager band, from Lucerne. Active from 62 right through to 1984. The 60s material released on Layola Records. This is off a mono LP from 1965. The band is called the Five Dorados. This is called Tilt. That's it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for joining me for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Was not a great job.
God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world. Thank you.